Quartet by Jean Rhys. Read by Hannah Bristow. Mr. Soller, who was a painter and ascetic to the point of fanaticism, lived in a street at the back of the Lion de Belfort. Her studio was hidden behind a grim building where the housewives of the neighbourhood came to wash their clothes. It was a peaceful place. White-walled, smelling strongly of decayed vegetables. The artist explained that the marchand de quatre saisons kept her stock in the courtyard, and that, as the woman was the concierge's sister-in-law, complaints were useless. Though the smell's pretty awful sometimes. Sit near the stove. It's cold today. She opened a massive cupboard and produced a bottle of gin, another of vermouth, two glasses and a cardboard case containing drawings. I bought these this morning. What do you think of them? Maria, helped by the alcohol, realized that the drawings were beautiful. Groups of women, masses of flesh arranged to form intricate and absorbing patterns. That man's a Hungarian, explained Mr. Soller. He's just over the way, in the house where Trotsky used to live. He's a discovery of Heidler's. You know Heidler, the English picture dealer man, of course. Maria answered, I don't know any of the English people in Paris. Don't you? Said Mr. Soller, shocked. Then she added, hastily, well, how perfectly lovely for you. Do you think so? Asked Maria, dubiously. Mr. Soller assured her that it was.